My 13-year-old acts like a puppy again. Almost overnight, she's a different dog.
Perfect poops.
When people switch their dog's food to the farmer's dog, the effects can seem like magic. But there's no magic involved. It's simply real meat and vegetables with all the nutrients dogs need instead of highly processed pellets. No tricks, just smarter, healthier pet food delivered in packs portioned for your dog. It's amazing what real food can do. Get 50% off your first order at thefarmersdog.com/nomagic50.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
I think we do need to win just for us as a team. I think we got to, you know, as we're heading into the later part of the season, we got to start getting this thing back rolling. And it's time we start, you know, firing on all cylinders. I mean, we finished the year with, not to get ahead of where we're at right now, not to get ahead of Thursday, but we finished the season, you know, with a lot of division games. So, I mean, I think it's going to be important, you know, that we start to play better football.
You're listening to BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook, with Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth from BetQL.
Back here on a Thanksgiving edition of BetQL Daily. We'll get to our lightning bets coming up in the next segment. You heard from Zeke there, and can he get over his rushing total today? FanDuel has it set at 65.5 rushing yards. For more of a perspective down in Dallas for the Cowboys game against the Raiders, we go out to the Roman guest line and welcome in Ari Temkin, host of Dallas Cowboys Radio Network and 105.3 The Fan, also host BetQL. As you right here on BetQL in the action on Saturdays 12 to 4 Eastern time. Ari, great to have you on the show. I want to start with the news that's now coming out from Jay Glazer, and I don't know if it was the expectation or not, but CeeDee Lamb not going to play today. What does that mean for the Cowboys?
Yeah, I mean, he was certainly the expectation was that he'd be able to go, but, you know, with concussions and only having 4 days in between having the concussion, you know, it was up to independent doctors, and obviously it was too quick going to turn around to get him going. And it's tough. It's a tough loss for the Cowboys if it ends up being the case, because I mean, you're talking about the two most productive receivers for this team in this high explosive offense not being able to play. And even though Derek Carr and the Raiders haven't been very good of late in their passing game, it's still a very explosive passing attack that you have to match. So it's a tough loss. I would argue that CeeDee Lamb is a bigger, more important player for the Cowboys than Amari Cooper, but to lose both of them, and those are guys that are, you know, leading toward the top of the NFL in explosive passing plays. So it's a big time loss for the Cowboys.
Hey Ari, happy Thanksgiving. We really appreciate you calling in today. I'm looking at some props. Anytime touchdown scores, who do you like in this matchup to maybe find the end zone?
Well, I mean, the Cowboys talked this week about a renewed, you know, part to their running game. They really went away from it in the last week against Kansas City, even though they probably shouldn't have. And so I think the Cowboys are really going to force feed their running game, especially given, you know, the success that they've had running the football with Tyron Smith back in line at left tackle. That's a huge boost to their front line and ability to run the football. So I like Zeke or Tony Pollard, quite frankly, but I would definitely bet on the Cowboys' rushing attack to get into the end zone, and probably more specifically Zeke. And maybe he'll find the Salvation Army kettle, too. That'd be awesome. Happy Thanksgiving to you guys as well.
Yeah, thanks for joining us, man. Really appreciate that. The Cowboys last week against the Chiefs, how much of that performance is, hey, one of those games, we were out a bunch of personnel, and it really made matters difficult in-game to make the adjustment once CeeDee Lamb is out? And how much was it maybe a sign of some issues that are there for the Dallas Cowboys? How real was that 9-point performance in your mind with this Cowboys offense?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's a great question, and especially given they've lost two of their last three games and haven't looked great offensively in those two, and this is an offense that's, you know, showed at times to be one of the best in the National Football League, so it's concerning. You know, look, I do think when you look back at the Kansas City game, like, this is a team in the Cowboys that have won a lot of games this year with missing key pieces. I mean, they won a game without Dak Prescott. They've won games without Michael Gallup, DeMarcus Lawrence should be back next Thursday, but he's been out most of the season. Randy Gregory, who's another great pass rusher for them, has been out. So, I mean, they've been missing key guys most of the year, and they've been able to overcome it. But, I mean, it's really hard to beat really good teams without your best players. And I think that was the thing that maybe Cowboys fans and a lot of people didn't exactly figure with this game in particular. Like, there's a reason you pay the better players more money, and then they command higher salaries. And, right, I mean, like, you need good players to win consistently. And the Cowboys have been able to win consistently without some of their good players. But, yeah, I mean, you're out, you know, a Hall of Fame left tackle last week at Tyron Smith, and replacing him with a guy that's okay but has played predominantly on the right side, so that transition's tough. You know, you're without your top two receivers in explosive pass attack. You know, and that's not even to mention what they are missing on defense, because their defense actually played pretty well against really good offense in Kansas City. So, yeah, I do think the common thread in the Kansas City-Denver game is they're really beat up front on both sides of the line of scrimmage. And, you know, I do put some stock into that when teams are physical with them. When they, you know, Kansas City played up and pressured their corners and pressed, you know, when teams are physical with the Cowboys, they struggle a little bit. But also, with that being said, I mean, you know, no Tyron Smith, no Amari Cooper, no CeeDee Lamb. That's a struggle to win football games, especially against good teams.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Dak Prescott, so I'm looking at some props here. We were just talking about some props last segment, so I want to pick your brain. Over 10.5 rushing yards, he's gone over that like four times this season. Against a Raiders front seven that tends to generate some pressure, could you see him running a little bit and going over that, or would you take the under if you were betting that prop?
It's a good prop. That's a good prop. I do like the over there. You know, given what you said, it's a team that rushed the quarterback well. But also, because again, I think there's going to be a renewed commitment to the running game this week, considering they kind of abandoned it last week, and it's, you know, been a huge part to what they do. And so I could see some zone read stuff where Dak keeps it and goes. But I will say, with that being said, I'm going to hedge a little bit here, because Dak is just not looking to run as much as he has in the past. And, you know, you can kind of tell, you know, even when there are opportunities for him, say play action, and he's, you know, he's got wide open field, he's still looking to throw the football. So he's definitely, you know, he's more conscientious of not trying to run with the ball in, you know, this season. But this is certainly a game, I think, to bet the over 10 yards on it, because you get, you know, basically that's one rushing attempt for Dak, because there's a guy that when he does rush, there's some green grass in front of him. So I take the over there, but that's a good prop.
We're talking to Ari Temkin of Dallas Cowboys Radio Network, 105.3 The Fan. Of course, you hear him on the weekends and see him here on BetQL. BetQL, you in the action Saturdays, 12 to 4 Eastern. Going back to CeeDee Lamb for a second, with his absence, and Aaron and I were talking about maybe what it means for Michael Gallup or Cedric Wilson. Now, FanDuel has, it looks like, Michael Gallup's receiving yard total. Let me the exact number, let me pull it back up here. I think it was at 63.5 receiving yards for Michael Gallup. Is he the guy that has to step up at 63.5, or is it Cedric Wilson a potential option to have a big game for him?
You know, Gallup, certainly. The problem is, you know, they don't really move him around much. And that's, I think, the advantage to CeeDee Lamb and Amari Cooper, is those are guys that can play inside, can play outside. You know, so he's going to kind of get what he's going to get, and he's going to get, you know, I'd imagine the Raiders' top cover corner on his side. Cedric Wilson's certainly a guy that plays a lot inside for the Cowboys and is a guy that has a lot of upside. Also Dalton Schultz, the tight end. This is a guy that has had some pretty big games for the Cowboys over the last couple of years, especially when they're compromised. They played some snaps. Cooper's going to miss the second game of his career with the Cowboys this week. So they haven't missed him in games, but there have been times where, you know, he's had issues with injuries until he sat down for snaps or series, and that's, you know, when they seem to kind of feature Dalton Schultz a little bit, the tight end. But I mean, this is not a good game, I would imagine, to wager on who's going to catch passes for this team, because this is a team that likes to spread the ball around. They, you know, given that we don't know, or given that CeeDee Lamb and Amari Cooper aren't playing, I think it's just tough to call who's the guy that's going to be the reliable target. But certainly Gallup's the guy that stands out. He's their number one now. But Cedric Wilson or maybe Dalton Schultz is a guy to play too.
Our producer got very excited, I think, when he heard you mention Dalton Schultz, because he gave us a little prop play of the segment before. So you just made our producer very happy, reinforced his thoughts on Dalton Schultz.
No, I mean, he's underrated. Sorry, go ahead.
No, go.
No, I mean, he's just a very underrated target and weapon for this offense. And, you know, he seems to, like, this is the game where they need Dalton Schultz. You know, he's a guy that they need to play well today. And the other part, too, is the Cowboys ran a lot of 11 personnel last week, which was surprising because you'd think with the being compromised along their offensive line, they would have brought out extra tight end help. Now, Blake Jarwin is hurt, but you still have another backup tight end. So I think we'll see a lot more 12 personnel, one running back, two tight ends in the formation, which, you know, basically means you get extra blockers, but also make Dalton Schultz a much bigger target. So they need him today.
I wanted to ask you big picture, looking at the NFC East. It seemed like this was the Cowboys division to win, but now here are the Eagles. I keep waiting for them to crumble, but it seems like the formula of running the ball is working very well for them. I am definitely not a believer in the Washington football team, even though they've won two straight. But how do you see this division shaping up?
Yeah, I mean, it certainly seems now to be better than what it appeared to be a couple of weeks ago. And, you know, look, I think the Eagles, when you look at that final wild card spot in the NFC, I mean, it's up for grabs. There are a lot of teams, you know, in the mix for it. And the Eagles certainly are one of them. I just, you know, maybe I'm a little bit too confident, but I just don't see any other team being able to compete with the Cowboys. You know, you're going to go through ups and downs in a season. It's a long season. Even the best teams struggle from time to time at certain points. And that's what the Cowboys are going through right now. But I mean, I never want to overreact to any individual game or any two games. I always look at the season in quarters. I think you can make good conclusions and draw conclusions from four-game spans. And so the Cowboys, I mean, the majority of the season, multiple quarters, have had an extremely efficient and good offense. And so that's still the offense I think that they have. They're just hitting some struggles here with some injuries and whatnot. But these are guys, they'll get back, and especially given if Amari Cooper and CeeDee Lamb are there for the biggest games of the season, then you know, I think all will be well in terms of this offense. They after next week, you know, they have the Raiders today and then the Saints next Thursday. They close five of their final six games are against divisional opponents. So they're closing within this division, and I think that's perfect for them because they can kind of feast on this division, two games against Washington, two games against the Giants, and then they conclude the season against the Eagles, which could be a really big game. So, yeah, I mean, just given the success of this offense over the course of, you know, the majority of this season and what I've seen from the rest of this division, I just don't think anybody has an offense in this division that can keep up with the Cowboys.
All right, we know that, you know, Dak Prescott is likely going to be the NFL Comeback Player of the Year. We were talking a little bit earlier about the MVP award, though. Dak is now 9-1. He was 7-1 before last week, and here's another great stage for him to have an impressive performance. How much discussion in Dallas is there for Dak to be the MVP this season? And what do you feel like he needs to show there in Dallas to continue to get more attention for it? It's wide open right now.
Right. I think that's part of it, Alex, is the fact that it's wide open, you know, because if you have somebody quarterback running away with it right now, it's tough to think that Dak could win it because he's missed a game and has not played well in two of the last three games. But, you know, look, I in terms of are people talking about it here? Sure, you know, but Dak can still be polarizing to a certain degree. You know, I grew up in Chicago, and, you know, I mean, the Bears quarterback situation, I mean, there are probably five quarterbacks in the history of the Cowboys that would be the greatest quarterback in the history of the Bears organization. You know what I mean? So, like, the Cowboys fans are a little skewed because they've had such good play consistently over the last, you know, 60 years they've been in existence. At the quarterback position, you think about legendary quarterbacks. So, yeah, I mean, look, 9-1 is a good number for me, especially given it's, you know, down from 7-1. I still think that this guy is one of the best passers in the game. But, yeah, I mean, it's just hard to win when you're, you know, when you're missing key guys. I mean, this is an explosive pass attack, but without Amari Cooper and CeeDee Lamb, it's not as explosive. And you know, so Cowboy fans blame Dak for not lifting up the team when they're missing players, and I get that. I mean, you talk about high-paid players and quarterbacks. Those are guys that are supposed to, you know, overcome adversity and injuries and such. And so this is a game for him to prove that, as it was last week. He didn't play well. But, you know, look, Tyron Smith, I think, being back in the picture, that's huge. Yeah, I'd probably argue that Tyron Smith was the bigger loss last week going into the game than Amari Cooper, and then losing CeeDee Lamb in the game didn't help. But, yeah, having Tyron Smith there to protect the left side is huge. He's a Hall of Fame player and still playing at a very, very high level, even at his age. So, yeah, I mean, I would say 9-1 is a pretty good number, considering, again, they closed the season. Five of the last six are against divisional opponents that don't have great defenses, so they could be feasting down the stretch of the season, and you could see 9-1 being probably the greatest value you'll get in that spot.
Oh, there it is. We got a feasting in there, Aaron. You see, it's Thanksgiving. I was wondering, all right, did you do that, if you did that intentionally or not? You got a little feasting in here on Thanksgiving.
Intended. Pun unintended.
Yeah. Okay. I wasn't sure what direction you were heading with. Last question before we let you go, though. Very, very important stuff here. Pumpkin pie, apple pie, cherry pie, where are we going with today? Or none of the above?
Yeah, I mean, I gotta see what it's like in the press box. I'm trying to remember the pie situation in the press box in years past. It's you know, it is pretty wild. This is my fourth year doing the pregame postgame show for the Cowboys, and you know, we do all the home games from AT&T Stadium. We do the away games from the studio in Dallas, and you know, the first year I remember sitting up in the press box, and you got a pretty good Thanksgiving meal. I mean, I've eaten a lot of press boxes before. I've got to say, like, Dallas Cowboys press box is pretty impressive.
Cowboys is the best. I've been there too. It's amazing food. Yeah, the Ravens feed you well too.
My God, you know, I've been to some NBA. I mean, like, there's just some bad ones that are, I mean, it's just awful. But I mean, so I like the first year I sat down and I've got my turkey and I've got my potatoes and cranberry, you know, and like, I look around and it's like, there are folks that have spent 20, 30 Thanksgivings sitting there, and that is that's the family that we're enjoying Thanksgiving with. It's just a bunch of people that have covered this team for a long, long time, that have spent a lot of Thanksgivings away from family, you know, to be there at the Cathedral of Dallas, Texas, in Arlington for the Cowboys. So it's a long-winded way to answer your question. I'll take any pie I guess I can.
Ari. Hey, appreciate it so much, man. Happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy the game there in Dallas. That was Ari Timken on the Roman Guest Line, where you can get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for ED, all from the comfort and privacy of your home. Go to roman.com/BetQL. We're back with our lightning bets here on BetQL Daily.